This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. All the runways at Denver's airport should be open today, but thousands of holiday travelers remain stranded. While too much snow was the hitch in Denver, Germany has the opposite problem, a severe lack of snow, particularly at lower elevation ski areas. This has forced major races to cancel and resorts to turn snowmaking machines on full blast when they can. From Bavaria, Germany, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Garmisch-Partenkirchen is a small town at the edge of Germany's highest mountain. Skiing is big business here. As head of marketing for the company that runs the lifts, Klaus Schande says he's seen winters like this come and go.
Like 12 years ago, we had a winter like this. Like 7 years ago, we had a winter like this. And then we start skiing in January. It's normal for us.
Climate researchers say there's enough variability in history that single weather events, like little snow 1 year, can't be directly pinned to global warming. But as a guy who grew up here and loves to ski, Shonda says knowing that world temperatures are creeping up drives him nuts.
Even if we stop right now with all the cars and with all the damages we do, we can't stop this development. That makes me crazy as a private person.
The immediate question for Garmisch is how to get snow. The immediate answer is make it. At the top of a brand new $12 million lift, snowmaking machines blow clouds of frozen water into the sunshine. There's enough white stuff that some of the runs up here are now open. But snowmaking is only a partial solution. Some visitors, like American Scott Millett, say real snow is better.
Because artificial is just, it's like skiing on ice. You know, it gets icy and there's chunks and it's a lot easier on the powder.
And over the long term, a new study predicts it will get too warm at ski resorts below about 5,000 feet in the Alps for snowmaking to consistently work. University of Innsbruck's Robert Steiger co-authored that study. It has to be at least 3 degrees below freezing to make snow, he says, and it takes 5 days to cover a slope. He says those limits might be tweaked with chemical additives or improved equipment.
That means you buy more snow guns, you build bigger snowmaking ponds, then of course you can produce snow at low elevations, but for a very high price, of course.
At some resorts in this area, most slopes are covered by fake snow. But Garmisch has a secret weapon, the highest mountain in Germany.
Up here at 2,962 meters, you can see the mountains of Austria, Italy, and Switzerland. They do have snow. There's a full-service restaurant up here, and just a little bit lower on the mountain, a ski area built on a glacier.
You travel up and down by cogwheel train or cable car, great for non-skiing tourists. Although the snow up here is real, the glacier is melting. It's noticeable in the summer, and there's a debate at the resort whether it's worth putting snow machines up here, too. One thing that makes it hard for ski resorts to know how to respond to climate change is the time frame. Resort managers and tourism officials say they think 15 or 20 years ahead. The warnings of routine warm winters at low-lying ski resorts project 50 years out. But some higher places may get more snow by then, says climatologist Reinhard Böhm.
The question is not whether global snow cover is more or less in the future, but if in one specific valley, in one specific certification, in which altitude we will have snow or no snow.
Faced with uncertainty, ski areas are trying to develop other fun for winter visitors. In Garmisch-Partenkirchen, there is plenty on offer.
Wer ist der König der Herrlichkeit?
An evening of music in a local church. Mulled wine, fresh from the tap. The sports complex has 5 indoor pools, and though sleighs are still in storage, there are horse-drawn wagon rides. For anything to do with snow, there aren't long lines.
38 European.
Courtney Nestor is renting skis to try out telemarking. She came here for Christmas even knowing there's been little snow.
There's a few nice hiking places, too, that we've done down here, so we figured if the snow's no good, when we get up there, then we'll just go hiking.
If Garmisch doesn't get snow for Christmas, visitors with that kind of flexible attitude are next on the wish list here. Emily Harris, NPR News, Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany.